Scott, why did this penalty come out today after the tape as opposed to the SMT data, which Kyle Larson and others have said clearly shows that he intentionally spoke?
Well, so I would dispute that the data clearly shows it. We don't have a lot of data comparison of a guy trying to drive a car with a flat tire. So, you know, we've looked at all that, and we don't really feel like it's as straightforward as some of the others do as far as the data showing definitively that he did it on purpose.
And also is, have you guys talked to drivers this week or any more this week about, obviously this has been a topic or questions been raised about whether drivers have been intentionally causing cautions the last few weeks in Xfinity?
No, we haven't spoken to the drivers. This obviously is going to probably start some dialogue, so, you know, so be it.
Does this have a message moving forward? Does this leave a message moving forward? And did the fans' reaction or any of the drivers this week as we headed into a playoff race have anything to do with this?
No, not really. Basically, the reaction today was after a complete admission of guilt. So that's really what led to the penalty happening today.
Yeah, but do you think it will impact how drivers react when they have flats going forward?
Well, I hope so. You know, all we can do is wait and watch and see how we need to react next. Hopefully we don't. Hopefully it cleans itself up.
But are you guys sending a message of like they shouldn't say anything if they do it or to not do it? Like, is this more about his comments than the actual incident?
No, I mean it's so here's the deal. It's not very straightforward to determine whether that is done on purpose. So we've all watched the cars drive down the straightaway with a flat tire, weaving all over the place. So for us to make a definitive call that a guy spun out on purpose when he can barely keep his car going straight is a big call, and it's a judgment call, and it's a call that we would like to not have to be able to make. So hopefully they can know that the possibility of this happening is out there if it's very blatant and that they don't do it.
What message do you want to send?
Don't do it. Don't do it anymore.
Don't admit it or don't do it?
Don't do it.
Is $50,000 just the starting point? I mean, if they don't take this seriously, can we ratchet up the fine from here?
We have the ability to, you know, to react monetarily and points-wise, you know, what we feel is appropriate, and I'd say this was a you know, pretty substantial, and hopefully it sends the right message.
Had you guys spoken to him at all during the week before his comments at all?
No.
Why not? Why? I mean, Kyle Larson accused him of spinning intentionally Sunday night. Why not talk to Bubba before this morning?
It's for the same reasons that I said. There can be a lot of accusations to be completely positive that's what happened, only happened when he raised his hand and said, I did it.
Was there any feeling or discussion of not to penalize him and just warn drivers because kind of the weekend had already been over?
No, not really. Well, you know, that was full admission of something that, you know, has been a buzz in the, you know, in the garage and in the media, is like, no, that wasn't an option.
Has precedent been set for this with the Dale Jr. admission? Do you have precedent on this, or is this new territory?
I'm not really sure exactly what you're referring
to.
Well,
Dale Jr. admitted, and he got penalized, and other people said it's happened before. Some drivers said we've all done it. So is there precedent, you know, set of how you will come down with this?
If we feel like it's on purpose and we have enough information to determine 100% that it's on purpose, we will react.
Do you have data? Do you have data for that information up in the tower? I mean, can you look at that data quick enough to make that decision?
We can look at the data, yes, but like I said, we don't have a lot of data to compare of a guy driving a car with on the rim. So that obviously data looks a lot different than data when a guy's running around the track wide open with air in all four tires. So it's a hard distinction to make.
All right, we're going to wrap it up, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks,